looked like an egg. You know, it was made out of...
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. What did you call that? What did you...
It was a nest egg you put in the chicken's nest, so she'd think she had an egg to lay to.
Oh, uh-huh. Did you have one for each hand or something? Did you...
Oh, occasionally, not every time.
Uh-huh. Let's see. What would you use to carry water in?
Water bucket.
Okay. Would it be made out of wood or metal? Or what? Well, what would it be made out of? Wood or metal or plastic?
I'd say mostly metal, but some of them were wood.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember that much about the wood.
If it was made out of plastic, would you call it anything different? Would you call it the same thing?
I just call it a bucket.
Okay.
Not a pail, we call it a bucket. Now, some of them call them pails, we call them buckets.
Uh-huh. Who calls it a pail?
I think the highfalutin people.
Mm-hmm.
City people.
Mm-hmm.
The papers, you know, advertising, I'd call it a mail. Hail, you know, not a mail, but hail. We call it a bucket, water bucket.
We never call it a bucket. What did you use to throw, did you have something in the kitchen where you threw food scraps, you know, that you...
We call that the slop bucket.
And then what'd you do with it then?
We fed it to the hog.
Let's see.
Of course, we were particular while we put it in there, because hogs, you know, you didn't put everything, because it might kill the hog.
Yeah. What kind of stuff wouldn't you put in there?
I don't know, because I didn't put it in there. I didn't cook, so I didn't wash dishes.
Oh, your mother did that, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That was a clock. What did you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay, what was it made out of?
It's made out of steel.
Mm-hmm.
Not iron, but steel.
Mm-hmm.
We did have some iron. Mostly it was steel.
Uh-huh. If it was made out of iron, would you call it anything different? Or would you still call it a skillet?
We call it our skillet, but they do call them frying pans. Now you can take the chop. We didn't call them frying pans exactly. We call them skillet.
Is there any difference, or is it just
a... No, it's not any difference.
Okay. How did your mother used to wash the clothes?
She used a rug board to rub the soil out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But she boiled the water in a wash pot.
Mm.
Made of steel.
Oh, really?
Iron, cast iron.
Uh-huh. Was it very big?
I'd say it was big. It held about 25 gallons.
That's big. Was she just put it out in the backyard, or?
That's right. Built a 400. Boil the clothes, take them out and put them in a big tub, galvanized tub. We had several of them, you know, to rinse them with and to wash them too. You know, you'd rinse in one and wash another. You wouldn't wash in the wash pot.
Right.
That's where you hit your water to boil you, if you wanted to boil clothes, but I don't think that's necessary. But
yeah.
They did then.
Yeah.
And so I think it's damaged the cloth to boil them.
Probably is. I wouldn't want to stick my hand in there. They really boil it.
Well, it'd take flesh off of you, but then she would rub them on the rug board and then hang them out on the clothesline outdoors.
Uh-huh. Why aren't you glad you don't have to do that?
Well, it's, when you get older, you think back how hard your parents had to work.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, she loved it.
Mm.
Get up early, be the person up, last and to leave the kitchen.
Mm.
Start her meals. When she got her breakfast dishes washed, she'd start her lunch.
Golly.
She'd have it like she's going to boil anything. You know, slow cooking, she'd start it off.
Mm-hmm.
Then when she got her dinner, and lunch is out. We didn't know what that meant. We called it dinner.
What's the difference between lunch and dinner?
There's not any difference. It's what I call highfalutin language.
Which?
That's originating in the city.
What, lunch or?
You know, got to lunch.
Uh-huh.
Lunch means to jump forward like that.
Oh.
He lurched their lunch door.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we called it dinner, and it still is dinner. And
well,
supper was supper, and now they call that dinner, see?
Yeah.
Midnight, I don't know what they call that, because we was always in the bed.
Yeah, right.
So they run out of names.